shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 1023 KRMG.
Back at Union, back at H.H. Chapman Stadium as the Union Redskins win 21-0 over the Broken Arrow Tigers in a first semifinal in 6A1 high school football. Rick with Zach Jones and Aqua Evans down on the field as the Redskins right now are gathered up in the middle of the field. They've got the fans are down there and they are cheering, and as well they should, Zach. These are moments that you can't take for granted. You know, wins are not easy to come by. When you get them, you should celebrate them.
Yeah, I think you should live in everything, and the victories are what all the hard work and the sweat and the tears and the broken bones and the torn muscles, that's what it's all about. So if you don't take time to enjoy it, then it's really no fun. So you've got to really get down after that and just have a great time.
And they are doing that very thing. The Union's down, the band down on the field and the kids. Actually, most of the band is not here. They're at a performance. So the fans were here. Now, it was not a big crowd, and there's something about that that's unique. I think a lot of times the Unions and the Jinxes of the world, a lot of times the fans will be like, well, if it's going to be chilly, I'll just wait till next week because we'll be in the finals. You know, and you don't take that thing for granted.
I think you got to go out, man. No, I think you've got to come watch them. And I think, you know, we try to guess at why people don't show up to games. And I would be a lot more comfortable on my couch watching, you know, a couple college games and doing whatever. But there's nothing like high school playoffs and the football that you get to come enjoy this.
And the sun actually came out. I mean, one of the things that happened today, obviously, was a tremendous defensive performance by Union. And when Doc Blevins finishes gathering everybody up, we're going to try to get Nate Raper and Braden Spicer and Jordan Kelly, all those guys together. And you probably ought to have Patrick Fields in that group,
yeah,
as good as he's been.
Yeah.
But we've got those. We're going to try to get all those guys. Yes, Doc Blevins is talking to her. Yes, Doc. Yeah, we always want to talk to the players first, so you go right ahead.
Gentlemen, three players of the game here, and probably there could be several more. What a defensive performance today, and how important was it to you that they not score on that last possession?
Well, it was very important. We got a goal, no fourth quarters, and that was just, you know, a goal coming into this game, and we met it.
And that was Braden Spicer talking. Braden, I've known you since you were in about eighth grade. You've grown and you've worked hard and become an outstanding player. What are you thinking about college-wise? Do you know yet?
No, I'm not decided yet. Still working on that.
All right. Pretty good. We'll be there. Nate Raper, you've just been a hard-nosed player your whole career. That's kind of what this defense is. It's just hard-nosed guys that just get after it. How does this feel?
It feels amazing. You know, we just did what our coaches told us to do and went out and executed the way we should have.
And then we got we've got Jordan Kelly, and Jordan, you just are you're a wrecking ball out there. You just get after it every game. And I know Bob Stoops Lincoln Riley was not watching because he's tied up a little bit with the game right now. But I know those guys have got to be excited to have you coming your way.
Oh, yeah, they're excited. Especially me, I'm excited, too.
I bet you are. Hey, let me just ask you this. Is it obvious to you from the coaching that Coach Foster's a great coach, but Coach Frederick is the guy, and his knowledge of it is so good? And could you have had a better game plan for today, Braden?
I feel like he wrote up a great game plan, a defensive coach, and we just came through and prevailed with it.
Well, guys, congratulations to all of you. And, by the way, Nate, do you know what you're doing college-wise yet?
No, I still haven't decided.
All right. Well, let us know when you do. We'll let everybody else know. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you very much, Doc Blevins. All right. So Union wins 21-0, and we talked about adjustments at the half. I didn't see an awful lot of adjustment at the half, but we saw the Union running game be what it needed to be. It wasn't 300 yards for Darius Boone, but it didn't have to be. It had to be first downs, move the chains, and then a couple of big plays. But defensively today, guys, I mean, we both talked about the fact that I thought Broken Arrow was very well coached and ready for Union's offense, but I think the same thing happened on both sides.
Yeah, I would say so. The defense tonight was, you know, that's why we picked three guys, and I think Coach wanted, or, you know, Coach Doc wanted to say, you know, three guys had the offensive player, defensive player of the game, and I really think it was just the whole defense. They were on fire in the play call. They really didn't let them throw the ball really at all and really stopped the run well on Cortez.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you take a look at the stats here, and we have those for Broken Arrow, Wright was 15 of 26 for 136 yards and the one interception. Now, Cortez had 300 yards last week for Broken Arrow, and he was very good against Union game one. Today, 23 carries for 63 yards. That is less than 3 yards a carry. That is not a lot happening.
No, that's not much at all. That was was pretty impressive as the defense came up to really stop it. And I'll tell you what, that's why we had those linebackers on the call today, because Raper had a heck of a game. Spicer was always around the ball, and those outside linebackers as well. They just converged around the ball and just wouldn't let him get loose.
Wright carried it 8 times for minus 27. Receiving-wise, Kizer had 5 catches for 47 yards, and then just not much. Nagy 2 for 36, Overton 1 for minus 1. Client had 1 for 13, and Tolbert 1 for 4. Overall, 136 passing yards, 32 rushing yards today for Broken Arrow. 168 on the game for Broken Arrow. They averaged 401. That's a tremendous defensive performance here. On Union side, Thompson, 15 of 21, 91 yards. Not great, not bad. But today in the wind, I think it really affected him.
Yeah, I think it totally affected him. And he wasn't able to get loose as what he probably was able to, you know, considerably through the rest of the season. And he was pretty well contained. So when he wasn't able to get loose and then his receivers were covered up pretty tight, there's nothing really for him to do. It's an awesome job.
You know, I'll say this for him, though, and he's done this all year. And especially for a kid whose very first start ever in high school was against this team way back in game one, he doesn't beat himself. He doesn't beat you. He may not complete
his
long
only
balls.
Mental his only mental lapse today was the last play of the game when he missed the snap. Other than that, he did a great job.
He has been very good. So Darius Boone, 23 carries for 128, 2 touchdowns. Nobody else carried the ball for Union. Alverson, 2 catches for 31. Wilson, 6 for 31. Moore, 6 for 30. Broken Arrow, give them credit, did a very nice job of shutting down Union's passing game. But what worried me last week after Santa Fe gave everybody in Oklahoma the film on how to keep Union from throwing deep. They just played two high safeties, stayed over the top the entire time, and we're all it said, okay, throw underneath. Today, the problem is with that wind, you couldn't throw underneath. It's a brilliant job, I thought, by Broken Arrow. Now, they got hurt by the run, but I thought it was a great game plan.
I think you saw both weeks in a row, the run really is what gave the victory to the Redskins, and Broken Arrow did a great job of staying deep and said, beat us deep if you want to, but they didn't throw underneath. In the second half, we thought they were going to have to throw more. They came out and threw a little bit more, but still, how many attempts total today for Thompson?
21.
21 attempts, and usually he's 30-plus. And so they've really cut down the run, the passing game and laid it on the hands of the line of scrimmage and the runner.
Yeah, so 128 yards rushing for Union. 128 rushing, 91 passing. So only 219 total yards. But still, that was enough to get it done. All right, we are hearing the microphone click, so we're going to get Kirk Frederick here, the head coach of the Redskins, in a minute. They're just finishing up down there. When you get to this level, a lot of people want to talk to you. Now, the other thing to remember is there's another game here at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That's going to be Jinx and Owosso. And I know many people just believe that Owosso is going to blow Jinx out. That's not going to happen. This is a different time of year, my friends.
Yeah, they met first of the season, and Owosso handily, and they've had a long time to grow. Coach Tremble's an outstanding coach, just as Coach Blankenship. It'll be a good game no matter what you see.
When those kids from Jinx dye their hair blonde, everything changes.
It's like putting on the black unis, right?
It's a
culture.
And there's also a lot of emotion for Alan Tremble and everybody knowing that the next time they lose, it is likely his last game as head coach, even though he's talked about hanging around. Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things going on right there in that one. All right. We've got a guy down there now. It is, of course, our own Kirk Frederick is down on the field. He's got the microphone. Coach, can you hear us? He's trying to get his earbud fixed up. There you go. You got us, Coach?
Yeah, I can.
There you go. All right. We can
it's
hear
so
you.
So quiet. I can't hardly hear you. I'm sorry.
I can turn you up a little bit here. How about this? That a little bit better?
Hang on.
No, he's still trying. He may be changing out batteries.
You there? I got you now. Thank you.
There we go. All right, good deal. All right, 21-0 Union wins here. Coach, the first thing you have to do is we just have to credit your defense. Is that the most complete performance of the year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we'll have to go back and watch it, but, you know, a couple of things. One of them was a defensive call that I made that put us in a bad spot, and we tell our kids, you know, that I'm not going to call something, and you're going to need to bail me out. You know, and then I'm going to call something, and you better make the play. You know, it's kind of that mentality. Everybody has a role to play. And, of course, they took that mentality today and, gave up a couple of plays. But, you know, for the most part, man, I just couldn't be more proud of those guys.
And your linebackers today. And, yeah, you throw Trey Thompson in there. Everybody played well. But I thought Braden Spicer and maybe the best game for Nate Raper, but he's been coming on so well lately. Was your game plan today for those guys to have a big day?
Yeah, we knew up front we were going to have to make some stops and try to stop the run, and then, you know, obviously be cognizant of the play action pass, and that was a big deal for us.
Well, you seem to stay.
I'm sorry I lost you, but hopefully you're hearing me, and
yeah, we
appreciate what you guys have done.
Yeah, we've got you. I don't know if you hear us back. It's a little fumble. He's handing it back to him.
Yep, he lost the feed right there, and I think what we're running up against is maybe a battery issue right there. All right, so you get a little bit from Coach Frederick, but he talks about defense. You mentioned he's a defensive coach. He is. And this guy, I think, had a really good plan coming in. So now you're going to see who Union plays next week. It'll either be Owosso or Jinx, and I did get confirmation it'll be here.
Okay.
And got that confirmation accidentally. Yeah,
I was going to talk to her at half, and she said, well, we're hoping for it, but she didn't give me the confirmation.
Well, Don Tomkowski, the sports information director at the University of Tulsa, who runs the facility in the press box, said, so do you want the same box next week?
Yes, please.
I said that. Well, it'll depend on who the home team is, right? We'll see. So we'll have another one coming up. So on the field, we know it's 21-0. We'll take one final break. We'll get ready for the next week coming up next on Union Football from KRMG.
While playing for the Sooners, I was fortunate to be on some great teams. And now I'm on another great team at State Farm. This is Matt McCoy, and I'd like for you to meet my championship team that I've put together at 81st and 129th. It's a team that works hard to make your life easier and more comfortable, whether it's your home insurance, business insurance, life insurance, or your auto insurance. Call us at 918-615-6634 or come by and let us lead you across the goal line at 81st and 129th.
I'm Jim Evinger, CEO of Renew Sleep Solutions. Are you ready to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea without a big, bulky CPAP mask or painful surgery? The Renew Sleep System from Renew Sleep Solutions is the FDA-cleared, compact, comfortable, custom-fit solution that's proven to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea. There's no mood-killing mask, no pain or downtime, just a better night's sleep for you and the loved one next to you. I've seen it change thousands of lives, and yours can be next. The Renew Sleep System is covered by most medical insurance, and right now is a great time to use your HSA or flexible spending account. Many have already met their deductible for the year, so there may be little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Feel great again, Tulsa. Learn more at renewsleep.com or call 918-238-3001. That's 918-238-3001, or go to renewsleep.com.
Allied Plumbing, upfront price guarantee.
Hey, Sue, I'm worried about my dad. I'm afraid he's going to slip and fall in the bathroom. And you know what that means.
Nursing home?
Yep.
Not so fast. My plumber, Allied Plumbing, has a bathroom transformation program called Aging in Place. It keeps folks safer by making bathroom improvements with grab bars and easy access showers, lots of other things too.
I need to give Allied a call. Know their number?
Sure do. I use them for all my regular plumbing needs too. They're the best. Here you go, 918-744-1000.
918-744-1000. Got it. I'll give them a call today.
Allied Plumbing, upfront price guarantee.
Every time you paid with your debit card, you were helping Northeast Oklahoma school kids. It's so easy. All you need is a checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to our schools nearly $1 million so far. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know, someone was telling me about something the other day. I thought, I need to pass this along. It's Rick Corey, and you know I've been talking about Oklahoma Heart Institute for a few years and those very, very skilled people there. You know, someone was changing health policies and had a difficult time finding out whether they could use Oklahoma Heart Institute. And they said to myself, that's really crazy. You want to use the best. So I'm telling you, next time you change insurance, make sure that you can see the people at Oklahoma Heart Institute. I mean, these are absolutely the highest quality of care doctors can give you at Oklahoma Heart Institute. You know, what they are is subspecialists in everything. So, you know, they provide the kind of cardiology care you can't just get anywhere else. Everyone is the best at what they do. You know, and you're only as good as your doctor when it comes to heart health. And at Oklahoma Heart, you know, because of the technology, because of the subspecialties, that kind of thing, they actually take cases that a lot of times other people won't take. And their success rates, absolutely unbeatable. So the next time you change health insurance, plan ahead. If you want those skilled Oklahoma Heart doctors to look inside your heart, make sure their names are on the list. I mean, after all, you're worth it, and so is your family. Oklahoma Heart Institute, 592-0999. The future of cardiology is here.
Avoid construction snarls and auto wreck snags on your drive across the metro with a quick check of the KRMG.com traffic page before you leave. Sponsored by Danny Meyer's Quality Paint and Body, the finest of collision repair.
Danny Meyer.
I'm Matt McCoy, a former Sooner and a new father with my wife, Brittany. We are both State Farm agents, and with a newborn, I realize how important your life insurance is to your family. There are risks on the football field, but there are just as many, if not more, in everyday life. So don't take it for granted. See me about your life insurance, home insurance, business insurance, or even your auto insurance. Call me at 918-615-6634 or make an appointment to come see me at 81st and 129th.
Partnerships can be a wonderful thing. Together, people can achieve things they never could alone. But sometimes good partnerships go bad. When that happens, people together achieve less than they could alone, or so they believe. Marriage is like that. But it's also much more than that. On the one hand, marriage is by far the most important partnership anyone will ever join. Everything people own or care about, even kids, become a sort of partnership property. On the other hand, marriage is also a lifetime commitment, for better or for worse. That makes marriage a unique partnership. Personal success is less important than partnership success. Unfortunately, the marital partnership is a fragile one. Only one partner's vote is necessary to destroy it. Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Our firm represents men whose partners have cast that vote.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Computers and servers, networking and hosting, security and development. Tulsa has the IT expert. Find them on GeekSpeak, 4 to 5 p.m. Sundays following Kim Komando. GeekSpeak, presented by Data3. Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m. on News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at H.H. Chapman Stadium, the final in 6A, game number one semifinal, 21-0. Union beats the Broken Arrow Tigers. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones here at the stadium, waiting, of course, now for Jinx and Owosso to play in game number two. And, Zach, when it comes to playoff times, we always talk about peaking at the right time. As a high school football team, when it's so easy to get your emotions all jacked up, and as a coach who now has 2 weeks to keep these guys ready and you know, kind of with it, what do you do?
Well, I think this is kind of what you fight for. Not kind of. This is what you fight for. And the playoffs are such an awesome time. And I think as a high schooler, you're still absorbed so much with, like you said, emotion. And you're so emotional to get to the gold ball. And you're there. I don't really think there's a lot of distractions. In college, you go home for holidays. You do this. You do that. And there's a lot more things getting in the way of life and football. Here, you go back to school. Like, that's not going to change. You're going to have the holiday and break. But they're going to have practice. So they're still going to stay regimented, and they're going to stay focused and really just continue to build, because I think they're in a good position.
You know, you got 2 weeks of everybody at school asking you about it. You got 2 weeks of practice. And, you know, one of the big things, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it this time, but one of the big deals is practicing on Thanksgiving. And
you need to love practice. To do that,
yeah,
right?
They do. And they run out there, and they have hot chocolate, and they play Christmas music. And it's a big thing to do that, and they're going to have an opportunity to do that. But you got everybody at school talking about it. Everybody's asking in. Everybody's, oh, you guys. And you know, when you're undefeated, you've been ranked number one all year, everybody's going to say, oh, you're just going to win. How do you not let that affect you? How do you not get into the same mindset as a player?
Yeah, and I think really there you just have to play and focus as if, you know, you first you have to know who you're going to play, right? Because at this point you don't really look at yourself as much as your game, but you're going to start amping up based on who you're going to play, right? Well, you're going to either bring that rage that you have for Jinx, or you're going to say, hey, it's Owosso, they shouldn't be here, and you're going to try to disrespect the idea that they shouldn't even be playing with you. So it kind of builds you in a different way, but let that emotion just kind of continue to build through the holiday season, and it's so enjoyable. I mean, I was driving here today thinking about when I was growing up in Nebraska and we'd make playoffs. It's always deer season, it's pheasant season, the corn's getting picked, and it's just those things that you go back to. It's the nostalgia of this is what it's all about, and it's just so much fun.
It is a lot of fun. All right, so Union wins 21-0. One final break. We'll come back and close it up next. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
What if every time you paid with your debit card, you were helping Northeast Oklahoma school kids? It's so easy. All you need is a checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to our schools nearly $1 million so far. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Removing a large tree can be difficult if you don't have the right tools or expertise for the job. That's why the certified arborist at Rickert Tree Service have specialized equipment most others don't, like their backyard crawler lift and crane that makes removing large trees quicker, safer, and more cost-effective. What may take the other guys a few days, Rickert might do in half the time. And time is money. Estimates are free, and they're fully insured for your protection. Before limbs fall, give Rickard a call, 272-6111, and at fixmytree.com.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411. Action Auto Collision. Depend on us,
Diesel Power Plus. Ford Powerstroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191. Depend on us,
Diesel Power Plus. I'm Jim Evinger, CEO of Renew Sleep Solutions. Are you ready to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea without a big, bulky CPAP mask or painful surgery? The Renew Sleep System from Renew Sleep Solutions is the FDA-cleared, compact, comfortable, custom-fit solution that's proven to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea. No killing mask, no pain or downtime, just a better night's sleep for you and the loved one next to you. I've seen it change thousands of lives, and yours can be next. The Renew Sleep System is covered by most medical insurance, and right now is a great time to use your HSA or flexible spending account. Many have already met their deductible for the year, so there may be little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Feel great again, Tulsa. Learn more at renewsleep.com or call 918-238-3001. That's 918-238-3001 or go to renewsleep.com.
St. Gregory's University students, Oklahoma Wesleyan University extends the welcome mat to you. OKWU is ready to assist you. Adult students, we offer classes one night a week or completely online. Bachelor's in business, RN to BSN, psychology, and more. Master degrees, including MBA, MED, or MSN programs. Residential undergraduate students, OKWU has a program for you. Business, nursing, education, criminal justice, over 50 programs to choose from. Oklahoma Wesleyan University is ready to assist St. Gregory students in finishing your associate, bachelor, or master degree. Call now, 866-225-6500. KWU.edu. We are Oklahoma Wesleyan University, student-friendly, Christ-focused.
One last time here at H.H. Chapman Stadium for the 6A1 semifinal game. Union winning over Broken Arrow 21-0. Rick Zorin, Corey with Zach Jones. Doc Blevins probably already halfway home by now. Or Coney Islander. I mean, he could be at either one of those two things, Zach. All right, so 2 weeks. Now, is that a thing? You have to wait 2 weeks before you play your championship game. You're all excited about today. You know you're going to play another rival. Is that important?
I think it's a lot of time that gets to go into that preparation. So you get to go through every game. And so the coaches really will spend about 2 weeks of sleep and about 3 hours a night. And they're going to go through every single play, and they're going to go by down in percentage and where they're at. And they're really going to dissect everything and try to get in Coach Trimble or Blankenship's head before the next game. So it's a big time to really kind of take the time to prepare for the big game.
In your mind, was there a key moment in this game, or was this an overall?
Really, I think the key moment for me, I always like a really fast start to a second half. And for that first 38-yard run by Boone to open up on the first series they got to touch the ball, just really for me said, okay, we're here. We're back, and we're going to take this one.
I thought the first possession by Broken Arrow, when they had really driven the ball well in the second, even though they got nothing out of it, including that 12 play drive, and they go three and out. To me, that defensive series right there really said nothing's changing. We're going to be just as good as we were in the first half.
Yeah, I think Union's got to feel really confident that their defense is so stout. I mean, they're outstanding in strength up front. They're really fast in the backfield. They've been exposed a couple times, with some passing games here and there. But overall, this team, they've got great pass rush up front that really helps the defenders win a weak spot. Either they got to have to throw quick or they're going to have to make a combo route. And I really think that on all cylinders, they're unbeatable.
So it's 21-0 Union over Broken Arrow, and they will be off to the 6A1 state finals. That will happen in 2 weeks. We'll find out who the other team will be in just a few hours when Jinx and Owosso meet right here. I want to say thanks to Bob and Jeremy and Tim back in the station for keeping things together, for Doc Blevins on the field, for Richard and Jay Johns, and, of course, for Zach Jones right here. So Union into the state playoffs, into the finals coming up in 2 weeks. Union 21, Broken Arrow nothing here. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Robinson Glass, this is Amy.
Hi, I called a while ago. My wife accidentally broke every window in the house, and you came out and fixed everything, remember?
Yes, in fact, the whole store remembers. She didn't...
No, but I do need some advice.
Oh, okay.
She's invited her entire family to visit over the holidays, and she wants to get some stuff done. First, there's the glass in her curio cabinet. We need a hole repaired.
How big a hole?
Oh, about the size of a cell phone. And then the mirror in the bathroom has a big crack in it. My wife was putting on her makeup this morning.
Cell phone again?
No, it just up and cracked.
For glass in your home.
And we also need to have a glass made for the dining room table.
Glass in your car. Even dings in your windshield.
And did you know that most insurance companies will pay for windshield ding repair with no deductible?
I know.
Well, excuse me, fella. You know what?
Robinson is all you need to know about glass. Robinson Glass.
So what kind of advice do you need?
Is there any way to get out of it?
Well, maybe surgery.
But I don't need any surgery.
You would if you tried to get out of it.
Oh, good point.
Just like in sports, life is unpredictable. And that's why at State Farm, you can count on me for whatever you need to protect you. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Matt McCoy. Our office is located here at 81st and 129th. Let me and my team sit down with you and review your current insurance and find out if there's something that you're missing or you're not protected with. We would love to help you and make sure you're protected for life's most unpredictable moments. You can call us for an appointment at 918-615-6634 or come by 81st and 129th.
What if every time you paid with your debit card, you were helping Northeast Oklahoma school kids? It's so easy. All you need is a checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to our schools nearly $1 million so far. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Dolly, Handlebar, or Fu Manchu. Whichever style mustache you choose, start growing it on November 1st in support of Movember. Movember is a month-long effort to bring awareness and education to men's health issues, including prostate cancer, depression, and low testosterone. During the month of November, we encourage men to put your health at the top of your to-do list. If you're 35 or older and have not had your blood pressure, cholesterol, or testosterone checked, now is the time. Issues such as weight gain and loss of strength may be related to low testosterone and can be easily corrected. Universal Men's Clinic encourages you to take charge of your health by being informed. If you feel you have low T, go to universalmensclinic.com for tips, information, and links to a healthier you. First responders, union members, and military, make your appointment for November, and your initial office visit and lab test will be free. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Been listening to Union Redskins football,
brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union and Matt McCoy State Farm
on News 102.3 KRMG. Make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Corey and the rest of the game crew, good night.